Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ayesha Curry, Steph Curry's wife. They've been dating since high school. She spoke very candidly about her insecurities over male attention. And she said, and I quote, "Is something wrong with me?" Now, what sparked her to say this? Let me play it.
Really bothers me and, like, honestly has given me a sense of a little bit of an insecurity is the fact that, yeah, like, there are all these women, like, throwing themselves. But me, like, the past 10 years, like, I don't have any of that. Like, I have zero, this sounds weird, but, like, male attention. And so then, like, I begin to internalize it. And I'm like, is something wrong with
me?
You're not looking.
But I'm going to tell you something else, too. When your radar is turned off, because I dealt with that for years, too. Like, and I was young, like you.
Yeah,
like
that's
oh, my
not
God.
Fair.
I mean, because I don't want it. But yeah. It'd be nice to know that, like, someone's looking.
But when your radar is turned off,
right,
that can get real dangerous.
Don't ever think for one minute that it ain't no some men out there looking at you like I wish.
Honestly.
And I'm going to tell you who knows that.
The hell you say? Okay, let me back up just for a moment. She's married to Steph Curry. Okay. She's married to Steph Curry. They started dating in high school. How many children they got together? Is it three? Young Julian, how many children they got, man? They got three kids together, okay? So she has now said on national television that she has zero male attention. Well, wait a minute, what about your husband? That's my immediate response just in my mind. And I'm thinking of this in the context of, what if that was my wife saying something like that about me? And I said about me because if you're saying you have zero male attention, I'm a male, and obviously you're also saying that I don't pay attention to you. I mean, that's deep, man. That's deep. And immediately the other women tried to massage what she said. Oh, no, damn that. You heard what she said.
Can we play it back? Let's play it back just for a little context?
Let's do it.
Really bothers me and, like, honestly has given me a sense of a little bit of an insecurity is the fact that, yeah, like, there are all these women, like, throwing themselves. But me, like, the past 10 years, like, I don't have any of that. Like, I have zero, this sounds weird, but, like, male attention. And so then, like, I begin to internalize it. And I'm like, is something wrong with
you're
me?
You're not looking. But I'm going to tell you something else, too.
Why the women say, you're not looking? I don't mean to mock women, but I do. You're not looking. Wait a minute. That's your answer to that? This is a married woman. I thought the answer would be something like, your husband pays attention to you. Or does he? We got more on the other side. What are your thoughts? But social media is showing her no love right now. I mean, let's get some of those comments up on social media and read a couple. I mean, but what if Steph Curry is not paying attention to her? What if her comment was very, very transparent? Here's what I got to say. Sister, can you wait until the playoffs are over? Because I got money riding on Steph Curry this year. We got more on the other side. 30 minutes after the hour, you're getting real with the realest man on radio.
Fell in love with a real one, that's a dedication. Wow. Had him patiently waiting for a revelation. Even when I ain't around, ain't no separation. Your skin smooth, your eyes brown, and you're far from basic. Then we go to different places with
nice
no suitcase.
By nature. And he's very talkative. He's just like you. He gets it from his mama. And so, like, everything's always, like, very, very friendly. And sometimes to the point where I'm like, okay, I'm a grown woman, so I'll just insert myself and be like, hello. How are you doing?
Right.
Like, I'm okay with it now, and I've obviously, you know, like, the devil is a liar, and there's always, like, the ladies will always be lurking,
right?
Hoping for their moment and waiting. You need to be aware of that,
right?
But for me, I honestly hate it. I don't like when I feel like leveled off with somebody.
Exactly.
It just irks my nerves. And so like we had the conversation about it, and he like tries really, really hard to make sure that if we're going somewhere, I'm being introduced. Like,
exactly.
I don't like to have to introduce myself. It irks my nerves. So we try and I try and make that known. But there have been a couple of times where I've wanted to like punch somebody in the face for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
That's human nature. It's never him. It's
okay. So that was some of the pre-conversation. This was on Jada Pinkett Smith's Facebook series. It is a national series, very, very compelling and highly viewed, called Red Table Talk. So Ayesha Curry, who's the wife of NBA superstar Steph Curry, basically said that she feels as if men do not pay attention to her. We had a really interesting conversation during the commercial break with our colleague at the office, and she made the point, which was a very compelling point, that basically what Ayesha Curry suffers from is coming out very early into wifehood and motherhood. They dated while they were in high school, and she never had an opportunity to really explore herself outside of the super stardom of Steph Curry. But I still can't get over the fact she said she gets no male attention. If you get to a point in your life, and I'm talking to all of my ladies listening, if you get to a particular point in your life where you're married, you have children, you're doing really great in your career, you have a husband who supports you, even though he's terribly busy, do you still want other men to hit on you, to pay attention to you, to look at you as you're walking away? Do you still want that? Or is the fact that you are married to a good man, according to her, enough for you? Or is it not? Because according to what she said, it's not. Let's go to the callers. Laurie, Lithia Springs, line 3. Laurie, good day. Welcome.
Hi, Rashad.
Hi, happy, how are you?
Happy Thursday to you.
Happy Thursday.
Great. I've been married twice. I married young,
mm-hmm.
and I married at 19, so I can definitely relate to the young conversation and with the what your studio colleague says.
Mm-hmm.
They're absolutely right. And just because you can have the perfect situation at home, because we could speak that about a man who has everything that every other man would want, and he still cheats, or he.
But I thought women were different. That's what y'all tell me.
Oh,
I thought women were different.
Why would we be any different? We're human, right? So this young lady, and that's what I love about Red Table Talk,
mm-hmm.
is that she came and she was very transparent. And she's talking about some things that people don't normally talk about. And it's very difficult to talk about, to say that you're married to a superstar who loves you, right? And what we see is that she probably has a very good life, or but on the inside of that, no one knows what she struggles with. You have all these beautiful women that are after your man, that you've been pregnant several times, and your self-esteem when you look at them, even though she's gorgeous to me.
She is a beautiful woman, and she's brilliant.
Right. Just looking at these women, and you're like, oh, my God, I got to constantly stay looking a certain way. And he doesn't even probably think about those women. We don't know what's in his mind, but you can tell that they have a good relationship. So she's looking at these women. She's looking at herself, and she's coming to her own. However, yes, we want to be not saying desired by others or it makes us feel better, but yeah, everybody wants to be looked at in a certain way and say that we're beautiful. We want to be hit on. That doesn't mean we're going to do anything.
So you want, okay, wait a minute. Let's explore that for just a moment. Lori, you want to be hit on, even when you curb the dude.
That's what I said. I have to correct that, because I'm not saying we want to be hit on.
Okay.
But we want, you know what I'm saying? You want people
complimented,
to be
maybe.
Beautiful.
Complimented, yes.
You know what? I don't look at compliments as anything other than, you know, you look nice. Thank you. Moving on. because I know that I, who I am on the inside.
But I don't think she does, based on her own assessment.
Right. And look at her age. Look at her experience, like the young lady said in your studio.
Yeah.
She's a mother. She hasn't had a chance to explore, you know, all of that. He snapped her up pretty early and looked.
Well, that means he knew she was golden early.
Right. And that doesn't mean that she's not saying that she don't believe. She never said that she didn't believe that he thought that. Right?
Yeah.
She just said how she felt. And that's where people need to look at that. He probably tells her every day, you're gorgeous. Look, you're the mother of my child. You are beautiful. But sometimes we do want validation. That doesn't mean that we're broken. It just means that we're human.
That's well said.
You know, people need to realize that. And the same people on there making those comments are probably just as insecure. We all have our insecurities, whether it be through that or through work or through something. And I love it when we're able to say exactly what's going on. I don't care what anyone thinks of me. If it's something I need to get out to heal myself, I'm going to say it. I'm going to feel it. And no one can do anything about it. And I applaud for saying that.
Thank you, sis. I appreciate your call and your insight.
Thank you.
All right, 404-892-2703. Here's the quote from Aisha Curry. She says, I don't have any of that, referring to the attention that her husband gets. I don't have any of that. I have zero male attention, and I begin to internalize that like is something wrong with me. I'm like, that's not fair. I don't want it, but it would be nice to know that someone's talking. I just got to be 100 with you. I would be so offended if my wife said something like that. Or if I wasn't offended, I would be concerned because obviously my attention to her is not enough for her to feel great about herself. Am I wrong for that? Young Julian, young Casanova.
Am I wrong? Is there ever a point in time to where there's not anything that you could do to help fulfill what, you know, she's lacking within herself?
Everybody, and I've shared this before, everybody's a combination of three E's: experiences, exposure, and environment. And there are some things that people can overcome based on those three E's, and there are some things they may need help overcoming. I think one of the dynamics here is probably the fact that her insecurity is rooted deeper than just male attention. In other words, I don't think if men started saying, ooh, you fine, or, you know, let me holler, or whatever, I don't think that would cure the insecurity that she has. I think she believes it may, but I don't think it would. Because if you still feel that insecure to where you can talk about this on television, on this very popular Facebook series, if you are that insecure, then maybe you both need to sit down with somebody. One of the harsh realities about insecurity is that it leads to infidelity. Oh, y'all don't want to talk about that. That's a harsh reality of insecurity on both sides of the relationship aisle. People who cheat are insecure. And I'm not saying she's a cheater. But I am saying it could be a dangerous situation if you're not fulfilled by the person you're married to and have three kids with. It could be risky. Let's talk about it. What say you? And women, I'm pushing you to the front of the line, okay? Phone lines are jam-packed right now. You got to wait for me to clear a line, call in right away. Don't let all the men talk about it. I mean, we got all the brothers are already on the line. Lines are already packed with men.
Yeah, this is a conversation for
the ladies.
Come
on, women, you got to jump in here with us, okay? Make sure as soon as you hear me clear a line. And by the way, damn it, I keep telling corporate we need more lines. Our lines get packed before my monologue finishes. And I'm sure they're listening. You're getting real with the realest man on radio.
Drop your glasses, shake it. Face screwed up like you having hot flashes. Which one? Pick one. This one, classic. Red from blind, yeah.
I'm drastic. Why this? Why that? Lip stop asking. Listen to me, baby, relax and start passing. Expressway, head back, weaving through the traffic. This one strong should be labeled as a hazard. Some of y'all top sight.
Ayesha Curry obviously not feeling it, the fact that other men are not feeling her. She's a married woman. I really didn't think that happily married women still wanted the attention of other men. This is a new issue for me. I mean, I'm talking about happily married women. Alicia writes on Real Talk with Rashad Ritchie. Rashad, her comment has to be understood in full context. One of the other women, the new fiance of Steph's brother, asks how the married ladies deal with all of the attention their husbands receive from other women. Ayesha wasn't saying that Steph gives her no attention. She was comparing the attention he gets versus the attention she gets, feels as if she doesn't get enough of it from other men. Jada pointed out that Ayesha can't see the attention because her radar is off, but Steph sees it. Okay, so let's take your commentary as fact, because we really don't know if that's exactly what was being said, because Steph Curry has not weighed in on this, so we don't know if he says he sees it or not. But here's what we do know. She's married to a superstar NBA player. World-renowned, they call the man the babyface assassin. Young Julian.
He's the babyface assassin.
She's married to the babyface assassin.
You have to understand, kids,
right.
Children, they know who Steph Curry is.
Right.
They have his jersey. He's worldwide.
That dude. He's not bigger than Shaq was in his heyday, but that's a whole nother conversation. Okay.
Is it fair to say that Ayesha Curry is the poster woman of all, like, housewives?
Of all housewives?
If we were supposed to put like a poster, a prototype of a housewife, is she that?
I don't know, man.
Is that a fair assessment?
I don't even think she's a housewife in that traditional sense, because she has actual routine work. She's a TV host for a cooking show.
She has her own restaurant.
Has her own restaurant, and she's active in the restaurant. So, no, I don't think she's a traditional, you know, housewife in that sense. And obviously she's very bright. But to take what Alicia said, it seems as if, and Alicia, this is just me talking, feel free to respond on social media. Alicia is saying that Mrs. Curry feels some type of way because she's not getting the level of attention from men that Steph gets from women. And by the way, madam, you would never get that kind of attention. Ma'am, if that's your goal in life, you are a failure already. That cannot be your goal. You will never get the kind of attention this guy gets from women. But the question is, why do you want it? For men who get it, hell, it's a problem. That's a problem. I never want to be in that position as Steph Curry. I don't want to have to say no to that many women, ever. I'm just keeping it 100, Julian.
I feel it. I'm sure when you're out and about, people, they always want to talk to you. They want to shake your hand. They want to interject.
On the scale of 1 to 10, and 10 being Steph Curry style, I'm probably rating at about a 2.5, maybe a 3. Let's go to Maurice in Atlanta. Maurice, good day. Welcome.
Rashad, what's going on?
What's happening, Maurice?
Now, Rashad, me and you rarely disagree, but in this case, I disagree.
All right, tell me why.
I agree with Ayesha Curry.
Okay.
The thing is, when you're in that position and where you're, you know, she has millions, she's with Steph Curry. Women, people want to have their own identity, and they don't want to lose themselves because of their affiliated or associated with someone else. I feel her. Like, people know her as Steph Curry's wife, and that's all they know her as.
Maurice, I understand what you're saying, but that's not what she said. She's talking about male attention. And we talked about this, my producer and I talked about what you're saying offline, that she is forever still, even in these great industries she works in, she is still known as Steph Curry's wife. To me, that is a different conversation than you want men to hit on you or to holler at you or to flirt with you or whatever it is, right? To me, that's a different conversation than you being in the shadow of a superstar.
Well, I think that what she was being was candid. I think so too. Because I think that all people, not, and I think that if people didn't admit to it, that they're lying. I think that
so, Maurice, you think all women, because she admitted she's insecure here. All women feel this level of insecurity in marriage.
No, I just don't think the women say it. But I think that all women, faithful women, if you've never stepped outside your marriage or relationship, I feel like people still want to feel like they still have it or that they're still desired.
Right.
When women have children and they're dedicated mothers and they're dedicated housewives or dedicated to their relationships and marriages, they actually just become, you know, that housewife or that wife. They all about families. It is nice to go out and, you know, if you go somewhere and someone compliments you or someone desires you, it does make you feel good and or boost your self-esteem.
But do you really think no one compliments her or says, hey, you're beautiful or remarkable dress, great smile, because she has an amazing smile. You really think she's never gotten those compliments, or maybe those compliments never stick?
I don't think that it happens a lot, because see, if I saw Aisha Curry, I know that's Steph Curry's wife, I wouldn't say anything.
You know what, Maurice? That's real, Maurice. I think the reason why she may not have as much male attention is because of how many men respect Steph Curry.
Exactly.
Like, as a person, as a professional athlete, like, we got mad respect for Steph Curry.
Exactly.
So that's a good point, man. Like, yeah, that's a good point. Now, if she was married to, I don't know, who else we got?
If she was married to someone like, let's say, you know, like, if she was married to someone we didn't like, or someone that wasn't popular, you know, then it's one thing. But Steph Curry,
right? Nobody would care. Everybody be hitting on her.
Yeah, he has his golden boy image, and I don't think a lot of guys are coming at Aisha Curry like that. So I think that, you know, like, if she goes out, they'll say, hey, you know, you're Steph Curry's wife, blah blah blah. But I don't think that. You know, I think that it's natural for people to want, you know, if you dress nice and you look good and you feel good, like, if someone gives you a compliment, that means that you're wanting to go, you know,
right,
step out on your marriage. It just means that, you know, hey, you know, someone notices the work or effort that I put into how I look.
Yeah, so, but what troubled me, Maurice, is when she said, I feel like it's something wrong with me.
But, you know, let me say this.
Yep.
Like, you know, that the girl that was on Basketball Wives, Eva, or the one that was with the Celtics player, Antoine Walker, you know, and then she also dated Ocho Cinco.
All right, hold on, Maurice. I'm coming to heartbreak. Hold on for me.
Okay.
All right, somebody just put on social media, on Real Talk with Rashad Richie, a picture of their daughter. You know, the one is always Riley, I think, yeah. And it says, y'all dudes better hurry up and jump in my mama's DM. y'all, man, okay. Realest Man on Radio News and Talk, 1380 WAOK.
There was only like one or two times where I might have gotten a little hostile, where I felt like people they stepped over a boundary and they were disrespectful. Now we got an issue, you know, because I know who I am. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, he knows who I am, right?
So the responsibility really is more on the men,
but also you have to have a internal space of confidence.
Yeah,
it's like, because at the end of the day, that's part of it. A lot of women will get, you know, bad reps for being gold diggers or what have you, right? So you realize how, for procreation, men, when they see beautiful women and beautiful bodies, they react because it's a primal thing. Well, when women see power, it's the same thing. It's not about gold digging. It's a primal response. This guy can build a house. Mm. He can help, you know, he can help
he
my
can
survival.
My life.
It's primal. I've had to put myself in Will's shoes at times and go, if I had all these pretty women throwing death shells at me, what would I do? Baby, whoa, okay. Now, you know, when I really looked at it that way, I really had to have more compassion and more understanding.
Something that really bothers me and, like, honestly has given me a sense of a little bit of an insecurity is the fact that, yeah, like, there are all these women, like, throwing themselves, but me, like, the past 10 years, like, I don't have any of that. Like, I have zero, this sounds weird, but, like, male attention. And so then, like, I begin to internalize it. And I'm like, is something wrong with
me?
You're not looking.
But I'm going to tell you something else, too. When your radar's turned off, because I dealt with that for years, too. Like, and I was young, like you.
Yeah,
like
that's
oh, my
not
God.
Fair.
I mean.
Because I don't want it. But
yeah.
It'd be nice to know that, like, someone's looking.
But
that
when your radar's turned off, yeah. Right,
that
you're
can
beautiful.
Get real
don't
dangerous.
Ever think for one minute that it ain't no some men out there looking at you like I wish.
Honestly.
And I'm going to tell you who knows that more than anybody.
I want to ask a question.
I mean, am I missing something here? I mean, I feel as if I'm a pretty in-touch guy. I think I'm in touch with my understanding of women. At least I thought I was. But she is comparing the fact that women throw themselves at her husband and that doesn't happen for her as if that's a bad thing. I don't know. I mean, what would be the fix here? Is the solution here to have men throw themselves at you? Would you then feel, I guess, better about yourself if men would throw themselves at you? Is that the ultimate goal here? Is that the life priority?
Or could she want Steph to feel some of that insecurity that she feels all the time when girls throw themselves at him? She wants him to feel that way that she feels.
Damn, young Casanova. You may be onto something right there, man.
Because Steph doesn't have to deal with that. Right?
Yeah.
Steph doesn't have to deal with that, but she has to deal with that being Steph's wife.
You know what I know for sure? Gabrielle Union would have never said anything like this.
But you see the conversation that they were
I
having.
I get it,
it
and she's being
up.
Transparent, and I love the sister for this because she's being 100% authentic. And there is absolutely no agenda other than honesty, and I appreciate that. That's why we are honestly talking about it. Let's go back to Maurice. Maurice, go ahead.
You hold a sign like this.
Say that again.
Hello?
Yeah, Maurice, we're back. Go ahead.
Oh, we're back. Okay, I'm sorry.
It's all good.
Yeah, I'm in my shop. So what I was saying is Evelyn. It, the difference between Aisha Curry and Evelyn that was on Basketball Wise. When you have somebody that's out there that's dealing with this guy, that guy, that guy. It's easy to not have respect for him. But Steph Curry is the golden boy of the NBA. Aisha Curry seems like she's a family woman. So I don't think a lot of guys are disrespecting that situation. So I kind of feel where she's coming from. So I just think that in any situation, you know, money really, once you've been getting money for so long, it's really not about the money. It's that, you know, I think that she wants to have somewhat have her own identity. Because everyone knows they're Steph Curry's wife. You know,
yeah, but do you think that would ever change, really? I mean, she does have a significant platform with everything else she does, and I think she is moving in a direction to be even more impactful in those media spaces. But as long as Steph Curry is Steph Curry, and that will never change, she will be connected or associated with him because we were introduced, the world was introduced to her through him.
Yeah, I mean, which is perfectly fine. It was still natural to feel like you want your own identity.
Right, and we're not saying it's unnatural. I'm just illuminating some of the issues that may come up.
No, I think she's grateful for her life and everything, but I just think at the end of the day, after a while, it's like, you know, it would be nice to sometimes, you know, someone, you know, to feel desired by someone from.
Here's what I'm going to do, Maurice. As a matter of fact, young Julian, go ahead and give me her DM, her Instagram. Maurice, I want you to keep listening because I'm going to give out her IG account over the air. And collectively, no, I'm serious. Collectively as men, we are going to shoot our shot. I guess Steph is okay with this. She put it out there that this is what she is lacking in her life. I want to make the lady happy, man.
Okay, I got you.
All right. All right.
Now you're being petty, Rashad.
Hey, and listen, for those who don't know, Maurice and I, we went to school together. We went to elementary together, high school together. And Maurice will tell you, man, I was a completely different person back then.
Correct.
Yeah. We made it, homie.
All right, man. Good talking to you, man.
All the time, Maurice. Appreciate your call.
It's Aisha Curry on Instagram. A-Y-E-S-H-A Curry.
A-Y-E-S-H-A Curry on Instagram. All right. Fellas, you know what to do.
Hey, big head.
404-892-2703. Realest Man on Radio.
Change, same old thing, same old game. Say I want to be with me, show me my ring, baby. Let me think. I've been in the cold, story untold,
yeah,
about to unfold. How do you expect me
what
to ever believe you won't be with me?
Why you all in my grill?
Why you all in my grill? What's happening? Welcome back. Phone lines are jam packed still. Let me read what Aisha Curry put on her IG, her Instagram. They call it the gram now. I don't call it the gram because the gram meant something totally different when I was a teenager. Totally different. So I just call it IG. But let me read to you her comment in part. She said, this is me throwing a pair of Spanx in a Marie Kondo-esque bin. Does it spark joy? I have never been one to cage my feelings and emotions to any capacity. I am human. It brings me pure joy to speak my mind, be vulnerable at times, and to know myself inside and out. Seeing as how it's Mental Health Awareness Month, I really want to take the time to encourage everyone to speak their truth regardless of perception, fitting into a mold, or offending someone because it's your mouth. And that's okay. If what I'm not afraid to say out loud about being a 30-year-old mama of three helps another woman like me feel like they're not alone and the only one with an insecurity, because we all have them, don't play, then that makes all of this hoopla worth it. That's in part. That was actually a really great statement. And fundamentally true, by the way. Let's go to Will in Atlanta. Will, good day. Welcome.
Hey, Rashad. I think the key is the holy matrimony that the Currys obviously have. And that's their constitution. And that's what she needs to appreciate. And they both need to appreciate it because their attention is from God, our sovereign. And that's what their bond is. And they're blessed to have that. And God blesses their children through their marriage. And only the only women that come up to a married man are whores. He has to know in holy matrimony that that's abomination.
So what was I'm going to take a shot in the dark here and assume you're not married, correct?
Not anymore.
All right. And probably you have not been out on a date in quite a while, correct?
That's true.
Okay. I appreciate your call, sir. Thank you. 404-892-2703. Let's go to Joe in Atlanta. Joe, good day. Welcome.
Good day, sir. How you doing?
I'm great, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing great, Rashad. I appreciate you, sir.
Appreciate you.
I just wanted to say that, you know, honestly, I think there's something a little deeper than her insecurity. But while we're on that surface of insecurity, I think that she should not be, first of all, she signed up for this. She knew that man was going to be a star. Second of all, she should not be out here, knowing that she's married, should not be out here trying to receive validation for me is common. What do I say? Oh, you find you beautiful today, and then tomorrow she can't take that. She needs another level of validation from somebody. Oh, you exquisite. Oh, you this, you that. Then the third day, see you something else. You don't know what's up.
Wait a minute, sir. You're talking with a lot of passion as if you've been through this before.
No, I just know who I am.
But you've never been through this with a woman. We've all dated insecure women. Come on now.
Oh, yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, you're right.
And to me, what you're explaining, because I've been here before, I had a woman I dated in my early 20s, and I realized then that if a person is dealing with clinical-level insecurity, there is nothing you can do to change that. And just like you're saying, every compliment would kind of go into a void.
Right.
It won't actually change anything.
Yes, sir. I had to actually boost up a woman's self-esteem. And I mean,
can you really do that? Joe, think about what self-esteem is. It's
yes,
self-esteem.
Yes, sir.
Self-esteem. If you're doing it, that's your esteem. That's not self-esteem.
Right. I had to use a spiritual perspective.
Okay.
And then I had to encourage her to you got to get your own foundation of who you are. Because if you don't, your foundation, what you build on top of that, you're going to crumble.
I think that's good advice for men and women. That's great advice both ways.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. And so she's come along and
so y'all are still together?
Well, we have a child together.
Okay.
And she's come along, but she's a work in progress like all of us, I would say that.
You okay.
Know, but she's definitely not where Aisha is. That's what I mean. My goodness. I mean, if anybody expects to have the level of validation or attention, I would say, that a Steph Curry receives on a countless basis, then she's shorting herself.
Well, that's why I basically said your life goals need to be reasonable. You will never get level of attention from men that this guy gets from women. That simply will not happen in your lifetime.
Yes, sir. That's right. And I think that they should revisit their marriage and see what's going on there, because there should be a foundation there.
Okay. All right. Yes, Thank you, brother. I appreciate your call.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. 404-892-2703. Where my ladies at? Y'all letting the men get the drop on you. Every time I clear a line, another brother calls. My lines are already packed. Women, you gotta opine. Let's go to Quincy in Gwinnett County. Quincy, good day. Welcome.
Hey, Rashad, how you doing?
I'm great, Quincy. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm going to make a comment. I'm pulling over my dumpster because I don't want no noise in the background.
Okay.
Y'all men that's calling in, y'all sound real Neanderthal, right?
Mm.
And I'm going to tell you why. Because she made a statement, and we're taking that statement, and people are running with it. And they're talking about her marriage, and they're talking about what she needs and what she don't. Being married for 25 years, having two daughters, what I realize is women want to be heard. She was in an environment with other women, and they was expressing themselves. So what I realized from my daughters, from my wife, and from my homegirls is that we as men, we want to be reactionary. So we hear our mom or our wife or our girlfriend complain about their job. We want to give them a solution. They don't want the solution. They just want to be heard because they are emotional. So they just want to get it off. Once they get it off, then they're good. Just the fact that she was heard is a justification from their partner. So
okay.
Everybody talking about their marriage and this constitution and all this other stuff. And the second thing is, too, Rashad, marriages have changed. Everything in our society has evolved. I realized in my marriage, when me and my wife got past, oh, you're the husband, you're supposed to do this. As a wife, you're supposed to do this. And we just started being ourselves. Our marriage is so much better without the predetermined ideologies of what you're supposed to do and not supposed to do.
Because when you fall into that trap, you're being what society has told you you're supposed to be rather than living the life of who you are.
Exactly. And I think going back to Miss Aisha, you know, is that woman happy with her life? I'm going to assume that she is because I don't know her. But knowing with the women in my circle, she was just being heard. It's not that this is a major issue for her. And like one of your callers alluded to, you know, she's just being petty. She just may want her man to feel some insecurities like she do sometimes. Not out of malice, but just out of feeling that balance in the relationship.
All right. Thank you, brother. I appreciate your insight.
Thank you, bro.
Yes, sir. 404-892-2703. That's interesting. I think there are a lot of ways to look at this whole thing. And so I'm not theoretically or pragmatically sold on one or the other. I think you have a combination of a lot of things happening here. I do think it's a stretch, however, to judge the marriage based on the comment. Now, I did question when she said she gets zero male attention. Well, you need to have a caveat to that because you're married. And hopefully he's paying attention to you. You know, by way of these three babies, he obviously is. All right, we got more on the other side. 404-892-2703. Phone lines are jam-packed. Hold that number. Listen for me to clear a line calling right away. I will make you part of the conversation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.